Well, we're going to Prince Albert with a very talented musician and her dad joining us on the line. Donnie Barato and Juliana are here. Thank you so much, guys, for taking time.
Oh, thanks for having us, Dave. It's awesome.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about an upcoming performance this weekend at the Haywood. Donnie, you've been there before, but Juliana, your daughter, is coming along for the ride this time. How cool is this?
Absolutely. You know, it's one of those things that when I talked to him last time I was there, we played and it was a sold out event. And I said, next time I come, I said, if you guys want me to come back, I said, I'd like to bring my daughter, Juliana. And we had originally had something planned for last November, and a snowstorm stopped us and delayed everything. And we just said, you know what, I don't want to put anybody at risk, so let's postpone the event. So we decided to have it this coming weekend on May 6th.
Well, Juliana, okay, this is your dad sitting right next to you. How cool is this going to be on the stage with him? You know his passion and maybe being able to share some of that.
Yeah, like I'm very excited to do this show.
So well, at what point did you decide that this was something that you wanted to pursue? Because, you know, my kids, they love following me around and doing stuff, and I like throwing softballs at their head. I'm assuming it's a little different with your dad and maybe making you do scales and stuff. I don't know.
I think this has been like a dream of mine ever since I was a little girl. I mean, I've grown up with music and everything like that from my dad, and I guess he kind of just put me on that path and going forward with it.
Do you listen to your dad's music? Is there a favorite song that he performs that you can't wait to see him doing a show?
Yeah, my favorite song by dad is Honey, It's Broke.
Good pick. So what are people going to see when they come to see Juliana Peranto on the stage?
A lot of kind of, I don't really do modern music now. I do kind of like, I want to like throw out some examples here, like Put Your Head on My Shoulder or some America songs, maybe some Dolly Parton, just kind of
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
The one thing she told dad was when she started playing, she learned how to play guitar, taught herself how to play guitar during COVID. And that was her one thing. She basically handed us her cell phone and her iPad and said, I don't want this anymore. It's messing with me. I don't like it. And then she went to her room and she said, I want to start playing guitar. So she took the guitar and she plays left-handed, taught herself how to play left-handed. And I said, do you want any help learning? She says, nope, I'll do this on my own. And she learned how to play on her own. And she is probably, because I started playing around her age when I was about 12 to 14, around that time frame is when I really started playing guitar. And I said, Juliana, I said, you're 10 times the player and singer that dad was when I started. You're way beyond what I did. And it's a natural talent that she has. One day she says, Dad, I like your music, but I don't really like country music. She said, I'm more towards the pop. And now where she gets the Fleetwood Mac from and all that, the older stuff, she gets that from Patty and I, because that's what we listen to. She's listened to that since she was two. And she loves Queen. She can sit there and sing Freddie Mercury songs. And she's been doing that since she was 2 years old.
Okay, Saturday night, Haywood Inn, again, is where you two are going to be performing. Has this happened before? Like, is there more nerves for you, Donnie? You've been on the stage for a while, but having your daughter there, and I can imagine what's going through Juliana's mind, and I'm going to ask that in a second, so be ready for it. But what's dad's feeling when his daughter's going to be on the same stage as him?
My biggest thing I want to do is I want to make her sound as best as she possibly can, so I play along with her, and I make sure I rehearse her songs right to a T. I don't want to screw her songs up. I don't care about mine. I don't care about my show because I've made mistakes. Hell, I forgot words of my own songs. So it's one of those things where you don't want to mess up for her. So I want to make sure that she has so much fun and that the people enjoy what they see. And what they will see coming to the show, if anybody's out there listening, you're going to see her and I with acoustic guitars up there playing music with just that.
Juliana, to me, it's hard to believe that you're 14 and only 14 and hearing the way that you speak and the way that you're holding yourself as we speak here today. What's it gonna be like for you to be on the stage with dad?
Oh, it's been on my mind all day. The nerves are coming in, but I feel like once I get back up on that stage, they're just gonna melt away and I'm just gonna do my thing.
Now, you guys are a very proud family. How's mom taking all of this? Grandma's a huge listener on CJWW. How are they taking this?
I think mom's doing okay. She'll be out there with the video camera. And trust me, not filming me. She does not care about me.
I want to ask a little bit about the song that's a single. It's called Roll On. Now, again, I'm getting to the point where my kids are going to roll on, move on. And my wife listened to the song and she was a mess because it's hitting so many nerves with what we're going through with a young child growing up right before our eyes, which is happening right in front of you, Donnie. Tell me a little bit about the song.
Well, basically the song started and I started with the chorus one day and I had this idea of just the song was Roll On. And I thought, what could I incorporate this with? And I started thinking about Juliana and how she's getting to that time, you know, because eventually a few more years, she's going to want to leave and go. So this is Dad's way of saying, here's what I want you to always remember and to carry with you. When you get on that highway and you're chasing that dream, don't look behind you. Just stay focused and keep rolling on. No matter what happens, just keep rolling on and keep moving forward and stay positive. And that's the whole entire message behind that song, and it was all written for her.
Now, Juliana, this isn't the first time you've been the subject of one of Dad's songs. One of my all-time favorites, Donnie, you know the one. Yeah, Juliana, what is your, like, you hear these songs from your dad about you. What's your emotions, or what do you think when you hear that?
The first time I ever heard, like, Roll On, I think I, like, bursted into tears. Like, I was like, oh, my God, like, crazy. And then, like, now that I hear it, it's like, oh, my dad cares about me, you know, and I really appreciate that. I've been born into a family where they actually care about me and, like, worry about, I don't know, like, where I am or, like, what I'm doing, you know. I'm happy to be in a very stable family. That's why, like, every time I listen to the song, I get a little bit emotional because it's like, like I said before, oh my God, my dad cares about me, you know?
You going to be performing it on Saturday?
Oh, you betcha I will. You know, and the whole thing, and I keep telling her this all the time. I said, trust me. I said, everything Dad does since the day you were born, I changed my whole perspective on life because everything I do is now for you to make sure that you have everything you need when you get older and when you go through life. And I try to teach her that same thing that my parents taught me, you know, all through my life. And I passed down to that. And I think that's with any parent. They try to do the best they can for their kids. And for her to take this path in music. And I tell people this, I said, I can sit there all day long and tell you that my girl is a great singer and can sing. Wait till you hear her. Even if she was not my daughter, I would tell anybody, wait till you hear Juliana sing. Because the proof is in the pudding. Don't miss it. If you guys can make it to this show this weekend, don't miss it.
Juliana, what do your friends think of your performing, by the way? Obviously, you've got the coolest dad around, right, with everything that he's got going on. But what do they think about you getting up on stage?
We don't really talk about it. I don't really tell my friends about it.
Well, it's going to be a great show. Haywood Inn coming up Saturday night. I know there are tickets available. We'll make sure that the entire province can get those tickets on our website. So to the Parados, both equally talented and amazing people, which is probably the highest praise I can give someone. Thank you guys so much for doing this.
Appreciate that, brother, man. Thank you.
Thank you.